Tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., you need a second set of hands. The phone is stacked, the truck is full, and the work will not wait. A helper would turn two trips into one and keep callbacks down. The risk is doing it the wrong way. Misclassify the role, and you face fines. Miss workers' comp and one injury can break the shop. Skip the I-9 and tax setup, and payroll turns into stress. The win is simple. You define the role, price the true cost, set up payroll, and bring someone in clean. That first hire is not guesswork. It is a short list of steps done in order. When you finish this series, you will know what to post, who to interview, what to offer, how to train day one, and how to keep quality tight. You will hire once and hire right. Chapter 1. Get clear and stay legal. Hook, one line. Know the job you need done and make it legal from day one. Scope. This chapter is for small trade shops in the United States hiring a first field or shop helper. It covers role clarity, classification, basic wage and hour rules, payroll setup choices, and the records you must keep. It does not cover recruiting, interviews, or training plans. Safety. You are responsible for labor law compliance in your state. Read local rules on wage and hour, minors, overtime, meal and rest breaks, and safety. Keep workers' compensation active. Train on basic safety before field work. Do not give legal or tax advice to others. When in doubt, ask a licensed professional. Tools and materials. You will need a simple calculator, your prior month revenue and labor hours, a payroll estimate sheet, your employer identification number, your state employer account, a workers' compensation policy, a secure folder for records, and a payroll solution. Have blank I-9 and W-4 forms, a wage notice if your state requires one, and required labor posters. Setup. Write one sentence that states why you need a helper. Write one sentence that states the result you expect from the role in week 4. List 5 tasks the helper will do. List 3 tasks the helper will not do. Pick an hourly range based on your market and the skill level. Decide the usual weekly schedule. Steps. Step 1. Define the outcome. Write the result in plain words. Example. Load the truck in 10 minutes, stage parts, hand tools on request, keep site clean, and close out photos before you leave the driveway. Step 2. Choose employee or contractor. Use control, integration, and profit or loss tests. If you set the schedule, supply tools, control the methods, send them to your customers, and they do not market to others, they are an employee. Mark the choice in your notes. Step 3. Choose hourly or salary. A first helper is almost always hourly and non-exempt. That means overtime after the daily or weekly limit your state sets. If you are not certain, stay hourly. Step 4. Price the true weekly cost. Start with the hourly rate times expected hours. Add payroll taxes. Add workers' compensation by your class rate. Add a small share for payroll software. Add a small share for gear and uniforms. Write the total and read it twice. This is your weekly nut. Step 5. Run the math against revenue. Look at your average weekly revenue and gross margin. Subtract your helper cost. The remaining amount must cover you, your fixed costs, and profit. If it does not, raise your price or cut waste before you hire. Step 6. Set up IDs and accounts. Confirm your employer identification number. Register for a state employer account if you do not have one. Set up your workers' compensation policy. Confirm your unemployment insurance account. Place copies in your records folder. Step 7. Choose payroll method. Pick a payroll provider or a professional employer group. The goal is clean tax withholding, on-time filings, and simple direct deposit. Do not handwrite checks without withholdings. Document the choice. Step 8. Build the compliance packet. Place blank I-9 and W-4 in a new hire folder. Add your wage notice if your state uses one. Add your policy acknowledgments on safety, equal opportunity, timekeeping, and harassment. Add your equipment sign-out sheet if you issue tools. Add a simple first-day agenda. Step 9. Post required notices. Put labor posters where workers can see them. Keep a photo of the posters in place. Mark the date. Step 10. Create a record map. Decide where you will store I-9 forms, wage records, time cards, and training sign-ins. Keep I-9 forms in one place, separate from other files. Decide how long to keep each record based on federal and state rules. Write the plan. Verify. Read your role outcome and task list out loud. The outcome is clear if a new worker can repeat it back. Check classification. If more than one control test points to employee, you will hire as an employee. Check math. Your weekly cost number should match your rate, hours, taxes, comp, and software share. Check accounts. You have your employer identification number, state employer account, workers' compensation binder, and a payroll solution ready. Check records. Your new hire folder has I-9W4 policy acknowledgements, wage notice if needed, and the first day agenda. Common fails. You misclassify a helper as a contractor to avoid taxes. Fix. Hire as an employee when you control the work and schedule. You guess at the pay rate and forget the extra cost. Fix. Add taxes, comp, and software to the rate before you post the job. You skip workers' compensation. Fix. Call your broker, bind coverage, and do not send a new hire to a job until the policy is active. Document. Save a one-page summary of the role outcome, tasks, and schedule. Save proof of your employer identification number, your state employer account, and your workers' compensation policy. Save a photo of posted labor notices with the date. Create a checklist for I-9, W-4, and wage notice. Store all items in your records folder. Recap. Define the outcome and tasks. Classify as an employee when you control the work. Price the full weekly cost and set up payroll and records. Chapter 2. Find people who fit. Hook. One line. Write the job clearly and put it where good people will see it. Scope. This chapter covers role clarity, a clean job post, where to find candidates, and a short screening call that respects time. You will walk away with a post you can reuse, a simple sourcing plan, and a 10-minute phone script. This chapter does not cover formal interviews, hands-on tests, offers, or payroll setup. Safety. Follow local labor rules on equal opportunity, wage transparency, and fair chance hiring. Do not ask about protected traits. Keep applicant data private and store it in one secure place. Be clear about physical demands and work conditions so candidates can make safe choices. Tools and materials. Your role outcome from Chapter 1, a pay range, a weekly schedule template, a job post template, a short screening script, a timer, a rating sheet, and a simple tracking sheet for sources and dates. Setup. Write two lists. First list is must-haves. These are non-negotiable skills or documents such as driver license, show up by 7:30 a.m., carry 50 pounds safely, basic hand tool use. Second list is nice-to-haves. These are bonus items such as 1 year in residential service, OSHA 10 card, forklift card. Pick your pay range that you can afford each week. Pick the usual schedule and weekend or on-call notes. Decide one clear growth path, for example helper to installer in 6 to 12 months tied to skills. Steps. Step 1. Define the job in one tight paragraph. Start with the result you need. List 5 core tasks the helper will do. Add one line that states what the job is not. Example. This role does not drive the main truck in month 1. Read it out loud. If it sounds like something a real person can do on a real day, keep it. Step 2. Build your must-have and nice-to-have list into a quick table for you and the candidate. Keep must-haves short and clear. Use plain words. Example. Arrive by 7:30 a.m. Lift 50 pounds. Use a ladder to the second story. Take direction and take notes. Keep nice-to-haves as true bonuses you will not require to start. Step 3. Set the schedule and pay range. State start time, typical end time, lunch, overtime rules, and any weekend call. Write the pay range in dollars per hour. If local rules require pay disclosure in posts, you will include it. Add any simple benefits you already provide such as shirts, paid holidays after 90 days, or tool stipend after 6 months. Step 4. Draft the job post. Use this order. Title. Helper for residential service, full-time. One sentence result. You help turn 2 trips into 1 by staging parts, setting tools, keeping sites clean, and closing with photo proof. Core tasks. Stage parts, load truck, hand tools on request, sweep and bag waste, take before and after photos, restock the truck, basic shop help. Schedule and location. Start time, service area, typical week. Pay and growth. Pay range and the skill path to installer or tech with expected windows. Requirements. Your must-haves list in plain bullets. Work conditions. Indoors and outdoors, ladders, attic heat, winter cold, crawl spaces, pets, customer homes or businesses. Equal opportunity line. All qualified applicants are welcome. You hire based on skills and respect. How to apply? One simple action. Send a short note with name, phone, city, and one example of hands-on work. Keep it short on purpose. Step 5. Add a realistic job preview. This is one short block in the post that names the hard parts. Examples. Some days are hot in attics. Some days are wet in rain. You keep a calm face in customer spaces. You carry waste to the truck. You speak in short, respectful lines. You take direction and ask when unsure. Honest preview saves you from no-shows on day 2. Step 6. Choose your sourcing mix. Use 3 to 5 sources. Start with employee and vendor referrals. Offer a small referral reward and write the amount. Add trade schools and adult education programs. Add local job boards and community boards. Add a short message for your own customers if you are comfortable with that. Keep the copy the same everywhere so you can compare results. Step 7. Post and track. Publish the post to your chosen sources on the same day. Log the date, the source, and the copy you used. Set one time each day to check and respond. Fast replies win. Use a simple email folder and one subject line format so you can find people again. Mark each applicant as yes, hold, or no after you read the first note. Step 8. Run a 10-minute screening call. Use a timer. Use this script. Greeting. Thank you for applying. I want to share what the job is, the pay, the schedule, and the work conditions. Then I will ask a few short questions. Summary. Share the one-paragraph job summary from your post. Schedule and pay. Restate start time, end time, local travel, overtime rules, and your pay range. Must-haves. Review your must-haves list. Ask if they meet each one. 2 short skill checks. Ask for one simple story. Tell me about a time you learned a new tool or process. Tell me about a time you had to keep working in heat or cold. Work conditions. Ask for any concerns with ladders, attics, crawl spaces, pets, or customer spaces. Closing. If it is a fit, invite them to a formal interview and a short hands-on test on a set date. If not, close with respect and wish them well. Verify. Your post has a clear result, 5 core tasks, schedule, pay range, must-haves, work conditions, and a fair line that welcomes all qualified applicants. You have posted to at least 3 sources and logged the dates. You have a daily time to respond and a simple tracking sheet. Your screening call fits in 10 minutes. You can explain the job in plain words without reading. You can name one growth path with a time window. Common fails. Vague post. Fix. Lead with the result, the 5 tasks, the schedule, and the pay. Overpromise on growth. Fix. Tie growth to clear skills and a real-time window. Illegal or risky wording. Fix. Remove lines about age, health, family plans, or other protected traits. Hiding the hard parts. Fix. Add the realistic job preview, so people self-select in. Slow replies. Fix. Set one time each day to answer and schedule calls. Asking trick questions in the screen. Fix. Save tests for Chapter 3. Document. Save the job post in a version file with date and time. Save your must-have and nice-to-have table. Save your sourcing log with sources, dates, and spend if any. Save your screening script and a one-page rating sheet with yes, hold, or no. Keep notes from each screen with the date and your go or no-go. Store all items in your hiring folder. Recap. Write a clear job post with pay, tasks, and real conditions. Use 3 to 5 sources and track dates and replies. Run a 10-minute screen that checks must-haves and respect. Chapter 3. Interview and test without guessing. Hook, one line. Prove skill and reliability in 1 hour and score it the same way every time. Scope. You will run a structured interview, a short hands-on test, and a simple soft skills check. You will use one scoring sheet with a clear pass line. You will close with reference calls and lawful checks with consent. This chapter does not cover offers, I-9 tax forms, or day 1 training. Safety. Issue basic PPE for the test. Keep tools guarded and stable. No live circuits or open gas. Lockout or tagout where energy exists. Stop any unsafe act and end the test with respect. Follow local rules on fair hiring and background checks. Tools and materials. Job summary from Chapter 1. 5 core interview questions. Practical test kit. PP. Timer. 1 scoring sheet. Reference script. Disclosure and authorization forms for background and motor record checks. a clean table, a trash can, and a first aid kit. Setup. Block a 1 hour slot. Plan 5 minutes welcome, 20 minutes interview, 25 minutes hands-on, 5 minutes wrap, 5 minutes debrief. Pick two people to score if you can. Set a pass line before you start. Example. 70 points out of 100 with no safety violations. Steps. Step 1. Welcome and set the frame. Start on time. Thank them and give the plan. Give a short safety brief for the test area. Step 2. Run the structured interview. Ask 5 questions and rate each from 1 to 5. Questions. A time you learned a new tool fast. A time you handled heat or cold and stayed on task. How you take direction when you do not agree. What respect looks like in a customer home. A time you made a mistake and fixed it. Step 3. Explain the hands-on task and the standard. Example: universal helper task. Lay a drop cloth. Stage tools. Measure and cut 2 pieces of PVC to 24 and 30 inches. Deburr both ends. Dry fit a T and 2 elbows to your marks. Anchor a small bracket to a board with 2 screws. Sweep up and bag scrap. Step 4. Start the timer and observe. Do not coach beyond safety. Score 6 items. Safety, tool handling, sequence, accuracy, pace, and cleanup. Write what you see in short lines. Step 5. Log soft skills. Note punctuality, eye contact, respectful talk, note-taking, and whether they ask clear questions before they start. Step 6. Close with next steps. If scores meet or beat the pass line and safety is clean, request references. Hand them the disclosure and authorization forms. Explain that checks are job-related and require written consent. Step 7. Call 2 references the same day. Use the same 5 prompts. Would you rehire? Show up and on time. Follow direction and finish work. Safety record. Any reason to pause. Log short quotes and dates. Step 8. Run lawful checks with consent. Use a compliant vendor. Pull a motor record only if the role drives. Review results for job relevance and accuracy. Document decisions. Verify. Check the scoring math. Confirm the pass line and whether any safety rule was broken. Confirm 2 people scored or you reviewed your own notes once more to avoid bias. Confirm references were called and logged. Confirm you have signed consent before any check. Common fails. Chatty interviews with no notes. Fix. Read the 5 questions and rate each on the sheet. Coaching during the test. Fix. Explain the standard once and then observe. Moving the pass line after a favorite. Fix. Set the line before you start and stick to it. Illegal questions about age, health, or family. Fix. Keep to skills, safety, schedule, and respect. Running checks without consent. Fix. Get signed forms and use a compliant vendor. Document. File the scoring sheet, safety notes, and test photos of the finished piece. File reference call notes with dates and initials. File signed disclosures and the results in a secure folder. Keep only as long as required. Record pass or no pass and the reason in 1 sentence. Recap. Ask the same 5 questions and score them. Run 1 hands-on task with a clear standard and no coaching. Decide by the numbers, confirm with references, and check lawfully with consent. Chapter 4. Make the offer and set up payroll. Hook, 1 line. Put the offer in writing, collect the right forms, and start payroll clean. Scope. You will issue a written offer, collect new hire forms, set pay and payday, and switch on payroll, workers' comp, and new hire reporting. This chapter does not cover safety lessons or field training plans. Safety. Protect private data. Store IDs and tax forms in a secure folder. Share pay details only with people who must process payroll. Follow your state rules for wage notices and record keeping. Tools and materials. Offer letter template. Pay rate and start date. I-9 form. W-4 form. Any state tax form. Wage notice if your state requires one. Direct deposit form. Workers' compensation binder. Employee handbook. Policy acknowledgements. Equipment sign-out sheet. First day agenda. New hire reporting link for your state. Payroll provider account. Setup. Pick a start date and a probation window, for example 90 days. Pick the pay rate and the pay frequency. Decide the standard workweek and overtime rule. Confirm your workers' comp policy is active. Confirm your payroll provider can run the first check on time. Steps. Step 1. Write the offer. Include job title, pay rate in dollars per hour, start date, usual schedule, pay frequency, supervisor name, and probation window. State at-will employment in plain words, if that is your policy. Add an equal opportunity line. Add a short list of policies they will sign on day one. End with how to accept and the deadline. Step 2. Send the offer and track the reply. When the candidate accepts in writing, set the start date on your calendar. Create a new hire folder with their name. Place the offer and acceptance at the front. Step 3. Prepare the form packet. Add I-9, W-4, and your state tax form if used. Add the wage notice if required. Add direct deposit. Add handbook acknowledgement, timekeeping policy, equal opportunity and anti-harassment acknowledgement, and confidentiality. Add an equipment sign-out form if you issue tools, keys, or a phone. Step 4. Collect I-9 documents on or before day 3. Meet in person on day 1 if possible. Inspect the original ID and work authorization documents. Record the details on the I-9. Sign the employer section. Store I-9 forms in a separate folder. If you use E-Verify, run it after the I-9 with the same data. Step 5. Set the employee in payroll. Create the profile with legal name, address, social security number, pay rate, pay frequency, and tax withholdings. Add direct deposit if they choose it. Assign the worker's comp class code. Add any standard deductions. Confirm the first payday that covers the start week. Step 6. Issue the wage notice and handbook. Give the wage notice where required with pay rate, overtime basis, pay frequency, and payday. Get a signed acknowledgement. Hand them the handbook and collect signatures for policies you listed in the offer. Step 7. Report the new hire to the state. Use your state new hire reporting site. Submit within the required window. Save the confirmation page or number in the folder. Step 8. Stage day 1. Print the first day agenda with start time, introductions, uniform or shirt issue, timekeeping setup, truck or shop tour, and where to meet on day 2. Prepare the equipment sign out. Prepare a blank timesheet for the first day if your app setup is not ready. Verify. Offer has title, pay, start date, schedule, pay frequency, probation, and at-will note. Acceptance is saved. I-9 is complete with correct documents by the end of day 3. W-4 and any state form are signed before the first payroll run. Wage notice is issued if your state requires it. Employee is active in payroll with the right comp code and payday. Workers' comp policy lists the new employee count. New hire is reported to the state. Day 1 agenda and policy acknowledgments are printed. Common fails. Vague offer with no pay frequency. Fix. Add pay rate, payday, and schedule in writing. Late I-9. Fix. Calendar a day 3 deadline and check it the morning of day 2. No workers' comp fix. Call your broker and add the employee before field work. Handbook without signatures. Fix. Use a 1-page acknowledgement and file it today. Missed new hire report. Fix. Submit now and save the confirmation. Document. File the signed offer, I-9 in the I-9 folder, W-4 in state form, wage notice, policy acknowledgments, direct deposit, E-Verify printout if used, workers' comp proof, state new hire confirmation, and the first day agenda. Keep a checklist on top with each item and the date completed. Recap. Put the offer and pay terms in writing. Complete I-9, tax forms, wage notice, and state reporting on time. Set the employee in payroll and stage a clean first day. Chapter 5, First Day Onboarding and Safety. Hook, one line. Start safe and clear on day 1 so no one gets hurt and no one gets lost. Scope. This chapter sets your first day plan. You will run orientation, issue PP with a fit check, cover lockout or tag out basics, teach ladder and fall rules, set a heat and hydration plan, explain chemical labels and safety data sheets, run a short tailgate talk, set incident and near-miss reporting, pair a buddy, and set 30, 60, and 90-day goals. This chapter does not cover routing jobs or performance reviews. Safety. Put safety first in the day 1 order. Issue PP before any field work. Teach lockout or tagout before any tool demo. Stop any unsafe act on the spot and coach with respect. Follow your state rules on safety training, injury logs, and workers' compensation claims. Tools and materials. Orientation checklist. Sign-in sheet. New hire packet. PP in multiple sizes. Hard hats, safety glasses, cut-resistant gloves, hearing protection, high visibility shirts. Ladder rated for your typical loads. Lockout or tagout kit with locks and tags. Heat index or thermometer. Water cooler and cups. First aid kit. Safety data sheet binder. Chemical labels compliant with your program. Incident and near miss forms. Buddy list. A simple goals sheet for 30, 60, and 90 days. Phone with camera for documentation. Setup. Block a 2-hour orientation. Clear a clean table. Lay out the packet and PPE by size. Put the lockout or tagout kit on the table. Set a ladder nearby for a short demo. Fill the water cooler. Place the safety data sheet binder on the table and mark the shelf where it lives. Print the sign-in sheet for training and the equipment sign-out. Write the day one agenda on a single page with times. Steps. Step 1. Welcome and expectations. Start on time. Shake hands and set a calm tone. Read the agenda. Explain how you work. Be on time each day. Keep respect at customer sites. Wear issued PPE. Follow safety rules. Ask when unsure. Point to the sign-in sheet and have the new hire print and sign. Collect emergency contact and allergies. Show where the bathroom and break area are. Show the first aid kit and the fire extinguisher. Step 2. Issue PPE and fit check. Hand out high visibility shirts and eye protection. Fit hard hats with the band snug. Fit cut-resistant gloves by task so fingers move freely. Fit hearing protection and teach insert and removal. Explain when each item is required. Eyes on every job. Hands when handling sharp edges. Hearing around power tools. High visibility in lots and streets. Take a photo of issued PPE on the worker with consent. Record sizes on the equipment sheet. Step 3. Lockout or tagout basics. Define it in plain words. You isolate energy and lock the switch or valve so the machine stays off while you work. Show a simple kit. One lock. One tag. One key. Walk the steps. Identify the energy source. Shut it off. Apply lock and tag. Try to start to confirm zero energy. Do the work. Remove lock after the work is complete. You will repeat the rule. Never remove another person's lock. Repeat the rule again for the ear. Never remove another person's lock. Step 4. Ladder and fall basics. Show a ladder rated for the work. Read the duty rating out loud. Show 3 points of contact. Show how to tie off or stabilize on site. Set angle with the 4-to-1 rule and explain it in words. For every 4 feet up, move 1 foot out. Teach top rung is not a step. Teach to keep tools off the top cap. Teach spotters on customer sites when moving long ladders. Have the new hire set a ladder safely once. You watch and coach. Log the pass on the sign-in. Step 5. Heat stress and hydration plan. Explain signs. Headache, dizziness, cramps, confusion. Explain your rule. Water first and often. Shade breaks on the clock during high heat. Point to the cooler. State your heat index threshold for extra breaks. Read the number twice. Example. Extra breaks if the heat index exceeds 90. Repeat. Extra breaks if the heat index exceeds 90. Show where to keep water on the truck. Assign who refills the cooler daily. Step 6. Chemicals, labels, and safety data sheets. Show a common chemical from your shop. Read the label categories and the pictograms. Say what gloves and glasses are needed. Open the safety data sheet binder. Show the product name index and where sections live. Teach the rule. Before first use, read the label and check the sheet. After a spill, check the sheet and follow the steps. Show the eyewash or rinse station if you have one. Log the training sign-in. Step 7. Tailgate talk format. Explain that you will run a 5-minute safety talk at the first job each day. Teach the format. Today's job and hazards. Controls you will use. Who does what? Emergency plan and address. Quick questions. Run a short sample for a simple task. You model the talk once. Ask the new hire to read back one hazard and one control. Praise clear talk. Keep the tone calm and steady. Step 8. Incidents and near miss reporting. Define both. An incident causes harm or damage. A near miss almost did. Teach the rule. Report both before the shift ends. No blame for speaking up. Show the one-page form. Who, what, when, where, and how. Take 2 photos if safe. One wide. One close. Explain how you store reports and how you learn from them at the weekly meeting. Point to the place where forms live on the shop wall. Step 9. Buddy system and day one work plan. Pair the new hire with a steady hand for the first 2 weeks. The buddy models how to stage, how to speak on site, and how to close out with photos. The buddy checks PP use without fuss. Give the day one tasks. Ride along. Stage parts. Hand tools on request. Keep the site clear. Take before and after photos. Start a small tool checklist for restock at day end. State the end time and where to meet for wrap up. Step 10. 30, 60, and 90-day goals. Write 3 boxes on one sheet and fill them together. 30-day basics. On time every day. PP by default. Truck stock list learned. Simple hand tool use clean and safe. 60-day skills. Basic ladder setup solo. Deburr and dry fit on light jobs. Clear notes in the app. 90-day goals. Prep work areas without reminders. Simple installs under close watch. Speak to customers in short, clear lines. Add a pay review window tied to skills, not just time. Agree to a weekly check for 5 minutes each Friday. Verify. Check the sign-in sheet. Names and times are clear. Check PP fit. Adjust bands and glasses so they stay in place when they look down. Check lockout or tagout understanding. Ask the new hire to teach back the 5 steps in order. Check ladder use. They set the angle and show 3 points of contact. Check heat plan. They can state your heat index number and the break rule. Check chemical safety. They can find the safety data sheet binder and show the right page. Check the buddy pairing is written. Check the goals sheet has dates and skill targets. Take photos of posted posters, the safety binder, and the cooler. Common fails. Too much talk and no hands-on. Fix. Show, then have them do it once. PP in the wrong sizes. Fix. Keep extra sizes and swap on the spot. Lockout or tagout stays abstract. Fix. Walk to a real disconnect and practice with the lock and tag. No heat plan. Fix. Buy a cooler, set the threshold, assign the refill job. SDS binder is missing or outdated. Fix. Print fresh sheets for every product you store and review once a quarter. Document. Save the training sign in with date and times. Save photos of issued PP with the equipment sheet. Save a photo of the safety posters and the SDS binder on the shelf. Save the lockout or tagout teach back notes and the ladder practice pass. Save the incident and near miss form template with its wall location noted. Save the buddy assignment and the 30, 60, and 90-day goals sheet with the review dates. Recap. Issue PP, teach lockout or tagout, and verify with a teach back. Run a tailgate talk, set the heat and hydration plan, and show where the safety data sheets live. Pair a buddy and write 30, 60, and 90-day goals so day 2 starts strong. Chapter 6. Run the work and keep quality up. Hook, one line. Work a clean plan each day so the job finishes once and passes check the first time. Scope. You will run a short stand-up, hand off work orders, use simple checklists, log time and miles, keep truck stock steady, follow customer rules, and use an escalation ladder. You will coach in the moment and document issues in plain words. This chapter does not set raises or do terminations. Safety. Open with a safety check every morning. Stop any job that turns unsafe. Wear PP on arrivals and departures. Protect customer spaces with covers and clean shoes. Lockout or tagout when energy is present. Never rush a step that controls risk. Tools and materials. Daily stand-up card. Work order template. Loadout checklist. Arrival checklist. Closeout checklist. Phone with camera. Photo naming guide. Time and mileage log in your app or on paper. Truck stock list with min and max levels. Tube and cards for small parts. Escalation ladder card. Coaching note sheet. Progressive discipline form. A folder for the week with dates. Setup. Pick a daily stand-up time. 7:30 a.m. works well. Print or load the checklists. Check yesterday's open items before you start. Place the escalation ladder card on the shop wall. Keep the coaching note sheet on a clipboard. Fill the cleaner, stock shoe covers, and lay drop cloths on the truck. Steps. Step 1. Run the stand-up in 5 minutes. Use this script. Today's jobs by address. The one number that matters for each job, for example duration or target reading. Hazards you expect, and the control you will use. Who rides with who and who speaks first on site. Parts on hand and parts that are critical. One lesson from yesterday in one line. End with a safety check. Ask for questions. That is your setup. Step 2. Hand off the work order. A work order carries 6 items: customer name and phone number, job address and any gate or code notes, scope of work in plain words with a start and finish line, photos from the quote or prior visit, parts and materials line by line with quantities, special notes for pets, parking, or hours. Hand the work order to the helper. Have them read back the scope and the finish line. That is your alignment. Step 3. Use the checklists. 3 lists keep quality tight. Loadout list before you leave the shop. Tools, PPE, drop cloths, truck stock top 5, and the job-specific parts. Arrival list at the curb. Park safe. Put on shoe covers. Confirm name at the door. Walk the path and protect it. Name the plan in 1 short line to the customer. Close out list before you drive. Test the work. Wipe down. Remove covers. Take after photos. Collect signature. Load waste and sweep the site. Read each list out loud the first week. You will build speed by week 2. Step 4. Take picture proof. Quality assurance means proof. Define it once. 2 before photos. 1 wide. 1 close. 2 during photos that show the work open and the parts staged. 2 after photos. 1 wide that matches your before. 1 close that shows labels, settings, or clean finish. Name photos with the date, the job code, and before or after. Example: 2025-0831 Main Street before 1. Store them in the job folder. If a warranty call comes, these photos save the day. Step 5. Log time, miles, and notes. Start the time clock at the shop. Brakes go in as brakes. Log miles from the shop to the site and back. Write the odometer or use your app. Tag the job code on the time entry so payroll and cost are clean. Write 1 note in plain words at the end. What you did. What you used. What you left for the next visit. Notes must stand on their own if someone else reads them next week. Step 6. Keep truck stock steady. Use min and max levels. Pick your top 20 parts and supplies. Give each a minimum and a maximum count. Use 2 bins for small items. Front bin is the use bin. Back bin is the reserve. When the front bin empties, flip the back bin forward and place a restock card on the dash. Restock at day end. 10 minutes is the goal. Cut restock time by grouping parts in clear boxes with labels. If you pull a critical part, mark it on the work order so purchasing can reorder within 24 hours. Step 7. Follow customer rules on site. Knock, then step back. State your name and the company in 1 line. Ask for the work area and the nearest sink or trash. Wear shoe covers and lay drop cloths. Do not discuss other trades. Do not speak about price unless you have a written change. Ask before you move furniture. Ask before you enter a closed room. Control pets kindly. If you cannot, pause work and call your lead. When you finish, walk the work with the customer. Ask for 1 simple check. Ask how it looks and if there is anything they would like to ask. Thank them by name. Step 8. Use the escalation ladder. Stop for safety. If a new hazard appears, stop, make it safe, and call the lead. Stop for scope creep. If the customer asks for extra work, call the lead before you continue. Stop for missing parts. If a critical part is not on the truck, call the lead to reschedule or to send a runner. Stop for conflict. If a customer becomes heated, lower your voice and call the lead. Do not match tone. Log the stop on the work order with the time and the reason. Escalation keeps small problems small. Step 9. Coach in the moment. Use a quick pattern. 1 clear praise. 1 clear fix. 1 next step. Keep your voice steady. Model the step. Then have the helper try once. Write a 1-line coaching note with the date. Tie it to the skill path and the 90-day goals. Review coaching notes on Friday for 5 minutes. What is getting better? What needs reps next week? Step 10. Apply progressive discipline only after coaching and only for real issues. Use 3 levels. Verbal note. Written warning. Final step. State the behavior, the date, the impact, and the expected change with a deadline. Stay fair and consistent. Never punish for reporting a hazard or injury. File the note in the employee record. Use facts. Use dates. Use short sentences. Follow local rules for discipline and final steps. When unsure, pause and seek licensed advice. Verify. Stand-up ran in 5 minutes or less. Everyone can name the 1 number for each job. Each truck left with a completed loadout list. Arrival checklist was used and shoe covers were on at the door. Before and after photos are in the job folder with clear names. Time and miles match the route. Brakes are marked. Truck stock restock took 10 minutes or less, and min levels are back in place. Customer walkthrough happened before the signature. Any stop was logged with time and reason. One coaching note was written today if a fix was needed. Common fails. No stand-up and the team scatters. Fix. Set 7:30 a.m. and run the 5-point script. Work orders are vague. Fix. Add a start line, a finish line, and parts by count. Photos are missing. Fix. Tie the after photo to the signature. No photo, no close. Time is rounded later. Fix. Clock in at the shop. Clock out when the truck parks. Truck runs light. Fix. Use min and max levels and restock before you go home. Customer rules slip. Fix. Put shoe covers on at the curb and do the walk through every time. Escalations come late. Fix. Post the ladder and make the first call at the first sign of trouble. Coaching is only praise or only criticism. Fix. Give one praise, one fix, one next step, and write the date. Document. Save the stand-up card for the day with the one number for each job. File each work order with checklists attached and photos stored in the job folder. Export the time and mileage log each Friday and match it to jobs. Keep a truck stock count sheet in the cab with min and max levels. Photograph it each Monday morning. Keep the escalation log with dates, reasons, and outcomes. File coaching notes and any discipline forms by employee with dates and signatures. Recap. Open with a 5-minute stand-up, a clear work order, and a checklist at each stage. Prove quality with before and after photos, clean notes, and same-day restock. Escalate early, coach in the moment, and document facts so you stay fair and in control. Chapter 7, Reviews, Raises, Retention, and When to Part Ways. Hook, one line, tie pay to skills, keep good people, and exit clean when it is not a fit. Scope. You will run 30 and 90-day reviews, set a skill ladder with pay bands, fund training, use simple bonuses, correct issues with progressive discipline, and if needed, separate with dignity. You will cover final pay timing, property return, unemployment basics, and your reference policy. This chapter does not cover recruiting, onboarding, or daily routing. Safety. Treat people with respect in every meeting. Never retaliate for reporting a hazard or an injury. Follow your state rules on wage notices, final pay, and personnel files. If you are unsure, pause and ask a licensed professional. Tools and materials. Review template for 30 and 90 days. Skill matrix by role. Pay band table. Training log and budget sheet. Bonus criteria sheet. Corrective action form. Termination checklist. Final pay calculator. Property return sheet. Exit interview form. Secure folder for records. Setup. Put review dates on the calendar at hire. 30 days and 90 days are set now. Build a simple skill ladder with 3 or 4 rungs and pay bands for each rung. Set a small training budget and a weekly training hour target. Decide your bonus triggers and caps. Write your reference policy. Check your state rule for timing of final pay and whether earned vacation must be paid out. Steps. Step 1. Book the reviews. Create calendar invites for you and the employee. Add reminders 3 days early. Attach the review template and the skill matrix. Step 2. Run the 30-day review. Use facts. Attendance, safety sign-ins, photo proof, checklist use, and coaching notes. Rate each skill on the matrix. Pick 2 targets for the next 30 days. Example. Set a ladder safely without prompts. Stage tools in order. Pay usually stays flat at 30 days, unless the offer promised a bump tied to skills. Log start, end, and the 2 targets. Both sign. Step 3. Plan training and log it. Pick 1 short safety course and 1 skill course. Set 1 hour each week for structured practice. Log the date, the topic, and the minutes. Training hours are part of paid time. Call this out so the employee knows you invest. Step 4. Show the skill ladder and pay bands. Example ladder. Helper 1. Knows PPE ladder basics, clean close out. Pay range stated in dollars per hour. Helper 2. Adds dry fit and deburr, runs arrival checklist solo. Higher pay range. Installer trainee. Runs simple installs under close watch. Higher pay range. Each rung lists 3 to 5 skills and how you verify them. Photos, pass on a short test, clean time logs. To move up, the employee must pass the verification and hold a clean record for 90 days. Step 5. Run the 90-day review. Score the matrix again. If targets were met and safety is clean, move the employee to the next rung. Issue a raise letter with the new rate, the effective date on the next payroll, and the reason tied to skills. If targets were not met, write a short plan with 2 clear actions and a date to recheck in 30 days. Step 6. Use simple retention moves. Give a short praise at stand-up when someone hits a target. Pay a small safety bonus for a quarter with 0 incidents and clean checklists. Offer a referral bonus when a referred hire stays 90 days. Add a tool stipend after 6 months. Upgrade uniforms after 6 months. Keep each item small and clear with a cap. Step 7. Correct issues early with progressive discipline. 3 levels. Verbal note, written warning, final step. Use 1 page. State the behavior, the date, the impact, the expected change, and the recheck date. Examples. Late 2 times without a call. PP not used at arrival. Disrespect to a customer. Time log altered. Offer help where it fits. Ride along, extra practice, or schedule support. Close the action as improved or move to the next level on the recheck date. Step 8. Decide if separation is required. Use criteria you can defend. Serious safety breach. Dishonesty. No call and no show 2 times. Skills below minimum after coaching and a plan. Read your notes and the forms. Check state rules and any local ordinances. If you are unsure, pause and ask a licensed professional. Step 9. Hold the termination meeting. Do it in private with 1 witness if possible. Keep the talk short and calm. Script. Today is the last day. The reason is stated in 1 clear line. Here is the final pay plan by state rule. Here is the property return list. Here is how to contact us for documents. Do not argue. End with a professional thank you for the time worked. Step 10. Deliver final pay and collect property. Some states require pay on the same day for a discharge. Others allow the next payday. Follow your state rule. Calculate hours, overtime, earn bonus if any, and reimbursements. Collect keys, badges, devices, tools, and uniforms. If items are missing, follow your written policy. Do not withhold pay outside what the law allows. Step 11. Handle unemployment claims. Respond on time with dates, job title, and the documents you kept. Do not block a claim out of anger. Contest only for clear misconduct based on facts. Keep your tone neutral and stick to records. Step 12. Follow your reference policy. Pick 1 policy and use it for all. Either confirm dates and title only, or provide a summary with a signed release. Train whoever answers calls. Keep 1 sheet by the phone with the approved lines. Step 13. Offer a short exit interview. 1 page with 5 prompts. Why you are leaving. What would have helped you stay. Safety concerns. Training notes. 1 idea to improve. Thank them for the feedback. Verify. 30 and 90 day reviews are signed and filed. Training hours are logged with topics. The skill ladder and pay bands are posted where staff can see them. Raises are written with reason and effective date. Bonus awards match the written criteria and the cap. Any discipline forms list dates, facts, and the recheck date. If separated, the termination checklist is complete, property is returned or noted, and the final pay met the state timing. Unemployment response was sent on time. Reference calls follow the written policy. Common fails. Raises tied to time, not skills. Fix. Move only when skills are verified. Surprise terminations. Fix. Use notes, plans, and recheck dates so the path is clear. Missed final pay deadline. Fix. Keep a state timing cheat sheet in your folder and set a reminder. Vague documentation. Fix. Write dates, facts, and the impact in 1 short line each. Retaliation for reporting hazards. Fix. Separate safety reports from discipline and protect reporters. Document. File 30 and 90 day reviews, the skill matrix with scores, raise letters, training logs, bonus sheets, corrective action forms, and the termination packet if used. Include the final pay calc, the property return sheet, the unemployment response, and the exit interview form. Keep I-9 in its own folder. Keep wage records for the required years. Use your inspection lens. Review forms, discipline notes, and the termination file are complete and dated. Recap. Review at 30 and 90 days, tie pay to verified skills, and fund steady training. Use simple bonuses and clear coaching to keep people growing. When you must exit, follow the checklist, meet final pay timing, and keep every note factual and calm.